Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson, and our devotional today, Endure Hardness as a Good Soldier. Every Christian is a soldier. Every Christian is in the Lord's army. It is not possible to be a Christian without being on the opposition or in opposition to the world. You know, there are many who are on the loose, yet they are captives. They are prisoners of war, and they have no bars around them. There's no barbed wire about them that we can see, but yet they are prisoners of war. They've been overtaken in a fault. And the fault may have been that they have not spoken, or we do not speak when we should speak. We do not stand for Christ when we should stand. And so we are prisoners because we are afraid of what the enemy will do or has done. We do not recognize the liberty that we have in Christ. We do not claim that liberty. We do not go forth with this fact that the captain of the Lord's host is one who conquered death and rose again. We're told in the book of 2 Timothy, "Thou therefore endure as good soldiers of Jesus Christ." Now, we must not give in in the battle. We must not give up. We must be bold in the stand for the Lord Jesus. With this stand, we're told to endure hardness. We are to take our share of suffering. Don't turn back because of some discomforts or uncomfortable things that we might experience. You see, the soldier is called upon to give himself to the cause of Christ and for the Lord. We must be valiant for the Lord. We must be faithful. Take our share of suffering. Suffer hardship. The Apostle Paul was telling Timothy, suffer hardship with me. As one seasoned preacher was telling another, suffer hardship because that's what goes on in this battle for truth. We must be bold for the Lord. Also, the things that are involved in being a soldier of the Lord is found in, consider this, please. One who is a soldier for the Lord leaves the place from where he was trained and very comfortable, found to be very comfortable and like the environment. He is separated from home and friends. He goes forward to do battle. Wherever he's called to serve, that he does. Recently, I was talking with a World War II veteran who was in the South Pacific and talking about some of the things that he experienced. And even when the war was over, when the Japanese had surrendered and they were celebrating, someone sounded the air raid alarm. And the soldiers did not say, "Oh, the war is over." Their first instinct was to run for cover because that's the way they had been for these years in fighting the war. The soldier has to be ready to move. His mind is set toward the battle. And the one who doesn't have his mind on the battle will be taken casualty in the battle. Now, what we must be mindful of is that we're not home yet. We must stand for the Lord Jesus. This world is no friend of Christ and of grace. The soldier is exposed to danger. But that's not a problem. What we need to do is to have the boldness, holy boldness from the Lord. That requires a commitment on our part, a death to self, dying unto self and living unto the Lord. The soldier is exposed to storms, to weariness. And that we do our work so much in such a wearied body. There are so few who are willing to go forward for the Lord. Everybody seems to say, "Let the other fellow do it." And the other fellow is saying, "Let the other fellow do it." And so the work never gets done. But we are called upon by the Lord to be faithful, to stand, having our loins girt about with truth, breastplate of righteousness, feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And our bodies become so weary, and we say, "How much more can I go? How much further can I go?" We do have to get the rest that we need. The bodies will require rest. They do require rest, and we must give them rest. See to it that we get that rest. There's nothing wrong with being weary in the battle. Don't get tired of it. We won't get out of it until we are in the presence of the captain of the Lord's host, and that's in heaven. Hardship, yes. Daily fighting, daily struggling against this flesh, this world, this vicious foe. Endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Join us again for morning devotions. I'm Willie Thompson.